Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
And now it's time for Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
September 1st, it is hard to believe, September 1st, 2025, just after 11 o'clock, Judson Richards with you all the way until 2:30 this afternoon. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. What a show we have lined up for you today. Again, Judson Richards, Sean Sears, who's done a great job building on our show, Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times will join us coming up in just about 10 minutes. Matthew Caller there in Minnesota will help us get us set for that Vikings-Bears matchup coming up shortly. And then Bruce Levine will join us at 2 o'clock. We will lead you up to Cubs baseball. Pre-game show begins at 2:30. And the first pitch there, Wrigley Field, just after 3 o'clock. Yeah, hard to believe. I took some trash out last night, ordered a pizza. Of course, you got to... Anybody else like to get that box of pizza out of the house so you can kind of pretend like it never happened? Like, I didn't just put down that much pizza. So I took the trash out last night at about 7:48, and I was like, is it dark outside right now?
Isn't that crazy?
It's hard to believe how quickly it has gotten dark. You also probably spent so much of the weekend watching college football, so that is here. And again, it begins Thursday night for the NFL season. It is week one. It has arrived. It is hard to believe, but the Bears and the Vikings will play in exactly 1 week. I'm a month of October sports fan, right? If you ever had a debate, what's the best month in sports? A lot of people love March Madness. I get it. But for me, I'm an October guy. I'm an October guy just because of how much I love baseball playoffs. You are in the thick of the NFL season and the college football season. Again, those games so much are already just like playoff games. In fact, some of them are deciding your playoff future. And then, of course, the NBA is getting started in late October as well. But September is such a beautiful month because it's like we're setting the table. We're setting the table for what is about to come with that month of October. And as for the Cubs, we are setting the table for playoff baseball. Right at last check, they were 99.5% chance to get to the playoffs. Like, the conversation isn't really, are they going to catch the Brewers? I think that ship has sailed, although you never know. A 6.5 game lead. The problem is the Brewers just don't lose. It's not really how good can the Cubs play to catch them. If the Brewers aren't going to lose many games, then you're just going to be out of luck. Cubs are 6.5 games back there, but they do have a 2-game lead for the top spot in the wild card. So believe it or not, just 25 games left in the Major League Baseball season, and game one of the Ben Johnson-led Bears coming up on September 8th. And that leads us to our poll question for the show today. We'll have a thread throughout the show going back to this one and discussing it. Love for you to weigh in on the text line. And also the phone lines, they will be open throughout the show at 312-644-6767. That's where you can text us as well. But our poll question today is, who faces more pressure in September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? That poll question is up on my X account, if you will, as I try to really, I'm just done saying Twitter because it's inaccurate, X.com, Judson Richards. I'm surprised by the poll question. I'm surprised by the outcome as of now, about 400 votes. I'm surprised at how lopsided it is in one favor. I won't tell you where, or I won't tell you what it is as of now. You got to go vote and weigh in on the text line as well. Who faces more pressure in September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? Thing about Ben Johnson is we finally get to see what we've all been waiting for. I've been thinking so much about this soundbite. Back on January 22nd, the Ben Johnson opening press conference when he said this.
Modern football in the NFL is quarterback driven. That is no secret. You can look at analytics. Right now, quarterback success is a higher predictor of winning and losing than turnover ratio, which it's been for 20 plus years. Okay, that's changed. So there's no doubt Caleb played a large component into my decision. He is a phenomenal talent that had, as many quarterbacks do, an up and down rookie year. Where I see my role is as a supporter of him. This offense will be calibrated with him in mind. We're going to build this thing. This is not simply a dropping of a previous playbook down on the table and starting there. Nope. We're ripping this thing down to the studs, and we're going to build it up with him first and foremost, and then with the pieces around him next. I really look forward to challenging him and pushing him, as I said before, to continue to grow and develop.
Calibrate for me is the word of the week. Right? We are going to calibrate this offense around Caleb Williams. And we've seen what they've been working on at practice. We've seen the struggles. We've read about it. We've seen what's happened during preseason games. But guess what? As Ben Johnson told Kay Adams, he's been rolling out the same plays in the preseason for like 4 years now. So how exactly will it be calibrated to Caleb Williams week one? That is what I know we're counting down the days, and I'm more counting down the hours as we finally get to see what that calibration looks like and where Ben Johnson feels like Caleb Williams is at and what he can ask him to do. So let's continue there. Coming up next, has Ben Johnson shown his hand at all on what this new Bears offense will look like? And is Jalen Johnson expected to play in week one against the Minnesota Vikings? We will ask the Sun-Times' Patrick Finley next. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think that's just where he's feels most natural. I think that's over the course of high school, college, and now pros, that's probably where he's accumulated the most number of snaps. And so naturally, that's where he thrives. He feels pretty good being on the ball, no huddle, tempo type plays. He's got a flair for the dramatic. He understands situations. He knows where he needs to break the pocket and extend. And he's doing a great job right now understanding when to check the ball down and let our guys go run after the catch a little bit. So I just think it's been an accumulation of reps over the course of his lifetime.
Thank you for being. We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, that was Ben Johnson on Caleb Williams, perhaps looking his most comfortable in running the two-minute drill. Guests, join us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times. Patrick, it was demanded of me that we bring you on to the Golden Girls. Someone may need to get me up to speed on this one, though, Patrick.
It's an old bit I have with Rosenblum.
Right.
I love the Golden Girls. I don't know whether you know that. I will put it on at 10:30 at night before I go to bed. I find it hilarious. And because of that, that's my walk-up music.
That's my walk-up music there. You're an intimidating figure, Patrick Finley. So you don't just put it on to fall asleep to. Like, you actually put it on, enjoy it, and giggle.
Yes, and then fall asleep. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether you know this, but Frasier... there's a whole cult of people who fall asleep to Frasier because it's apparently like the perfect tone to go to bed to. That is not Golden Girls. Golden Girls is me laughing on my couch at 10:30 at night and then going to bed.
Can I tell you that I absolutely love Frasier?
Same. Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah. Favorite character?
Oh, man. Probably Niles. What do you think?
I think I'd have to go Frasier. The man in the chair, but that wouldn't shock you. Let's get to physics at hand here, Patrick, because we have arrived at week one, believe it or not. All the speculation. Now, we have to wait longer than anyone else for the Bears-Vikings Monday Night Football game, but you've seen it all. What can we decipher from the offseason of what a Ben Johnson offense with Caleb Williams could look like, Patrick, on Monday night?
I think if it's going well, I think that they are going to hammer the ball. Ben traditionally does pretty well against Brian Flores in that blitzing defense. And the reason he does is because it's second and four and third and three and not second and eight and third and seven. Those are the downs in which Flores is just going to blitz you and is going to get you more often than not. So I think particularly on Monday night, we're probably going to see a lot of run, play action, that sort of thing to just keep the distance is short. In general, I think we're going to see a physical offense that tries to take advantage of Caleb Williams' ability to throw on the run, both going left and right.
After four quarters, will DeAndre Swift be the only running back with carries?
That's a great question.
He did take the practice field alone, right, last week?
Yeah, there was one day, it was on cut day, actually, where they went to go do individual drills, and it was just him. I don't know. I mean, you would imagine that maybe Kyle Manungai gets two or three carries in there. DJ Moore's going to line up at running back at some point. But, you know, that's a gimmick, and that is going to be him, you know, out there to catch passes, not to do anything too complicated. So, I don't know, maybe like, why don't we guess here? Why don't we guess maybe like 21 carries for Swift, and I'll give Kyle Manungai three. How about that?
Only, so you think it could be, you know, about 24, 25 carries, that's what we're looking at a little bit?
Yeah, maybe something like that. I mean, maybe more if things are going the right way. I mean, so much of this is just going to be how the game shapes up. You know, if the Bears have to chase points, it'll be a different deal. And, you know, last season, I think we were all just so used to the Bears chasing points the whole time that we lost right. our grasp on what an offense should be. And an offense should probably be a lot of running and a lot of really intentional decisions.
Yeah, and I believe from week 8 on, the Bears scored the fewest amount of points of any team in the NFL. That should be kept in mind a little bit when we watch Ben Johnson. Like, he's turning around a yacht. He's not turning around a jet ski from an organizational standpoint. I mean, they've had one winning season over the last 12 years. So we should keep that in mind of what it looks like against the Minnesota Vikings. You know, Patrick, I don't know if it was 23 or the year 2024. Ben Johnson ran like 6 hook and ladders during a season, like a play where you could see a team try it once in a decade. He can be that aggressive when it comes to a trick play. But that was with the Lions, a much different offensive line when they were at their best. Should we expect any trickery from Ben in week 1?
Yeah, and I think that's great. I think that we are so, like I said, here in Chicago, we just so haven't seen a good offense in a long time that we think those sorts of things are somehow antithetical to what football should be. And in reality, you know, the people who run plays like that are the teams that are good, are the teams that can get away with it. And yeah, I think we will see that. You know, one reason Ben could do it so much in Detroit down to literally his final playoff appearance was because they played in a dome. And, you know, there's a time right. of year where that sort of stuff's just not going to fly. But, you know, right now is not that time. Right now it's, you know, sunny and 75. Let's give it a shot. We've seen some trick stuff in practice, you know, nothing too mind-blowing. But, I mean, you know, even looking at DJ Moore lining up in the backfield, that's the sort of, you know, whimsical, I hate to use that word, but whimsical thing that I don't think you ever saw Shane Waldron doing. And, you know, you probably have to go back as far as Matt Nagy in 2018 to find a play caller here that had any sense of fun when it came to lining up and trying to move the football.
Yeah, fun, aggression, and just show some confidence in your guys to get it done, right? Judson Richards with you on Labor Day on 6-7 The Score. Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times getting a scent for Bears-Vikings week 1. Speaking of, Patrick, what should we expect from Jalen Johnson?
We'll see. We'll see whether he's out there tomorrow. The Bears don't have to file an injury report until Thursday. And what's interesting about that is that they are off on Thursday. So they will have practice Tuesday, Wednesday, then off Thursday, then practice Friday and Saturday. We've talked about this. My concern with him isn't necessarily whether he'll be able to start, but it's, you know, number one, how long will he be able to play? And number two, does he run the risk of further injuring himself or injuring a different part of his body if he pushes it too much? And, you know, I think it would be really easy for Jalen to push it knowing that Justin Jefferson is waiting for him at the end of this week. And I think it is up to the Bears to make sure that he is not his own worst enemy here. If I had to guess, I think he's going to play. But, you know, boy, we have to see it. You know, I've been around this team way too long to be able to presume health, especially when you haven't seen a player out on the practice field throughout the entirety of camp.
Do we know anything about Jaquan Brisker?
He left practice, the last practice that they have, and we don't know whether he will practice tomorrow or not. You know, we will see. He's been tweeting this weekend, so you would like to think that is a good sign. He is a very frequent tweeter when things are going well.
Oh, that's a good read by you, Patrick.
Yeah.
Connecting those two. All right, well, now I feel much better about Jaquan, because you're right, I have been seeing those tweets that he's been sending out. What about the left tackle position, Patrick? I think we know it'll be Braxton Jones. How should we feel about Braxton, and do they have a plan to help him out?
It doesn't matter how we should feel about Braxton. There's a game on Monday.
That's a
good point.
It doesn't
matter how the Bears feel about Braxton. They have to pick a starter, and it's him. You know, he's played every meaningful snap with the first team for the last 3 weeks. So Ben Johnson, I expect, will say tomorrow that Braxton's the starter. And if he says anything other than that, I would be shocked. They're going to have to help him. And, you know, one good thing that he has going for him, as opposed to the other people that he faced off against in this left tackle battle royale, is that he's seen a lot of football. And that, you know, in week 1 against a team that blitzes the way that the Vikings blitz, you really want somebody with that level of experience. Now, you know, he's going to have to be consistent physically. He's going to have to do what he can to avoid getting bull rushed right into his quarterback, which is something that we saw even when he was healthy last year. And he's going to have to, you know, find out how to play on this ankle that's probably never going to feel as good as it did last year before he got hurt. But at least he's got a knowledge and an experience base there. You know, when you were looking at Ozzie Tripillo, when you were looking at Theo Benedict, I never thought that they were realistic candidates to start in week one, specifically because I thought that that was a lot to throw at somebody who'd never really played an NFL game before. We'll see whether he's the left tackle in week four or week six. You know, the fact that they're already talking about, well, we can always reevaluate this thing at the bye. That is never a good sign. I do think that Cole Kmet will help with some chips. I think that it's important for the Bears, whether it's Roschon Johnson or Kyle Manungai, to have a running back there who they're confident can pass block in passing situations, because there are going to be blitzers that get through. And then it's a matter of, you know, does Caleb have the time and the wherewithal to either throw the ball for completion or throw the ball into the stands so he doesn't become the third most sacked quarterback in the history of the NFL again.
He's Patrick Finley, the Chicago Sun-Times. Patrick, how should we feel about it being a, you know, not only the Minnesota Vikings, but a Brian Flores-led defense heading into week one of Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, their first showing?
I think if there's an advantage there, it's that Ben Johnson has spent years facing him. You know, this isn't somebody who you got from the Miami Dolphins or somebody you got from the Los Angeles Chargers. This is, you know, somebody who's been in the division. So Ben knows how to play this guy. Ben's got tape of his own stuff and how it works against Flores. It's still a tremendous challenge. In it's because of Flores's kind of mad scientist blitzing, but it's also because he's got some really good players on his team. You know, that system doesn't work unless you've got talent. And, you know, the talent level there is great. You know, on the other side, I think the Bears are really lucky to be able to face J.J. McCarthy in his first ever game. I think they're really lucky in week two to face the Lions in their first time defensive coordinator and an offensive coordinator who'd only done it 1 year. I think that those, you know, the schedule in that sense is actually pretty kind to the Bears, and that I think you'd rather get both those teams in weeks one and two than in weeks seven and eight.
That's an interesting way to look at it, because no team has ever faced an opening two-game stretch against opponents that has won as many games a previous year as the Vikings or the Lions, right? But at least to your point, get them early. And the Vikings, there's always a caveat there with Sam Darnold now being in Seattle and then J.J. McCarthy making his first ever start. You know, Patrick, if you look at Luther Burden III, you cover the Bears, but you're like a Burden expert. Right? You're a Mizzou guy. He's a Mizzou guy. You know him better than anybody else. What do you make of the camp that he had? And could he be our surprise guy Monday night after the game?
Boy, he has the talent to be. You know, I think it's just a matter of him being in the place where he needs to be at the right time. I'm not sure that they trust him right now to know the full depth and breadth of the playbook. And, you know, part of that was because he was hurt through a lot of the offseason program and then at the start of training camp. And it's just harder to learn stuff when you're not actually out there doing it. You know, he's gotten better, but I think you are still going to see some mistakes from him early in his career, you know, whether he's lining up in the wrong place or doing the wrong thing. That said, when the ball's in his hands, he is just, there's something really special about him. So I think they're going to find ways to get him the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if he returned punts at some point this season. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he was running, you know, jet sweeps and, you know, screens and all that sort of stuff. That is, you know, what that is what you do to get the ball in the hands of somebody who is dynamic. Now, I want to be really clear. He's, you know, he's a Mizzou alum. I'm a Mizzou alum. And they're playing Kansas on Saturday. And they haven't played Kansas in football in 14 years. So if the Bears could go ahead and finish up their practice by 2:30, that would be really, really helpful for, I'm sure, Luther and myself.
Yeah, I'm sure you two are probably heading to the same watch party, right? You guys could could carpool. You mentioned trust. How much do they trust Colston Loveland? How active could he be week one?
I've been very impressed by him. I think they trust him maybe as much as you could possibly trust a rookie. You know, learning tight end in the NFL is really difficult. It's, you know, they hear people explain it. It's like you have to learn how to play wide receiver and also learn how to play offensive line all at the same time. It's because you need to know all the blocking schemes, and you also need to know, you know, the entire route tree and all of that sort of thing. So I think, you know, it may take a little bit of time, but the way he moves his body is just really unusual in a good way for somebody as big as he is. And he's somebody who I think could, you know, in another world could probably just be a wide receiver and not even a tight end, but he is physical enough to be able to help you in the blocking game. You know, both those guys are going to be far more impactful, you know, in the middle of the season than they are in week one. But, you know, he's, I wouldn't bet against either of them, you know, being in the top four in on the Bears in receiving. And maybe, especially with Colston in the red zone, I think he has a chance to be a really important weapon for them. And this was a team who in the red zone has not traditionally been very good the last couple of years.
Patrick, you have the dubious honor of breaking the Micah Parsons news to me. Can I get your reaction? What did you make of that kind of talent joining this already very difficult division?
If I were a Bears fan, it'd make me really mad that they didn't get their stuff figured out last year. You know, had they fired Matt Eberflus after two seasons and brought in, I don't know, Ben Johnson, who was available, you know, maybe last year would have been what this year is going to be, which is you get your quarterback to get his feet underneath him. You know, you establish the basis for your culture and for your roster, and then you go from there. And had they done that, I think Micah Parsons would have been a great fit for them in their timeline. As it is, I think that they're a year away. And when you're a year away, you probably don't want to pay, you know, in the high $40 million per season for somebody. You know, the fact that he now goes to their rival and the fact that he now goes to a Packers team that finished second in the Khalil Mack chase 7 years ago is, boy, that is really interesting. If you are us and if you are in the interesting business, boy, it's a great storyline. But if you're the Bears, you know, this guy is going to chase around Caleb Williams for the next, you know, 5 years. And that's bad news for Caleb Williams, if history is any indication.
The cost of being a step behind. Patrick, good stuff. Can't wait. We got to wait. We have to wait quite some time, but it is week one of the NFL season. Always enjoy your work in the Chicago Sun-Times, and thanks for your time on Labor Day.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff there from Patrick. Yeah, that's, you know, he said get their stuff together the previous year. I thought he was saying if only the Cowboys had gotten their stuff together a year earlier, not only would they've gotten Micah much cheaper, but he'd still be a Dallas Cowboy. But no, that's a really interesting way to look at it when it comes to the Bears. By the way, Football Talk on the Score presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Judson Richards with you on Labor Day on 670 The Score. If you want to respond to any of that, open the phone lines 312-644-6767. How are you feeling about the Vikings and the Bears game coming up on Monday Night Football? Also, that poll question we have for you today. Who faces more pressure in September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? It's rather lopsided at this point, and we'll get to the Cubs coming up in just about 10 minutes. But it's lopsided with a lot of votes going to Craig Counsell. We have almost 500 votes. 67% of you out there say that Craig Counsell has more pressure in September than Ben Johnson does. Now, it's somewhat obvious why you may lean that way. Craig Counsell has a team about in the playoffs, right? It would be, I'll put it this way, it would be the greatest collapse in baseball history if they did not make the playoffs. That's not going to happen. The Cubs are in the playoffs. The question to me is, which wild card spot do they end up grabbing? Let's hope they secure playoff spot number 4 so we can have home games immediately in the wild card round at Wrigley Field. Although I guess I'm surprised it's as lopsided as it is, because football is football. The NFL is the NFL, and you're playing about playoff games right out of the jump. And then you also have the history of quarterback play in Chicago and what Ben Johnson is expected to do. And Ben Johnson, let's just say it, is expected to change that completely, right? Whether it's Caleb Williams or whoever, it needs to be a 180 about how we feel about quarterback play in Chicago. And that is a lot more pressure than just, well, it's his first game as a new head coach. Because you have history, you have the legacy, you have market number 3, And then you just have the way that we consume and really devour everything that is NFL related. So I'm surprised as of now, 68% more pressure on Craig Counsell in September, and then 32% on Ben Johnson. The interesting thing is there's a lot of things that these two have in common. For example, no one's getting fired at the end of the year. Like,
yeah, both are safe.
Yeah, they're both doing really well. Ben Johnson is making not twice as much, but listen, Craig's making $8 million a year. Ben Johnson's making $13 million a year. So there may be a little bit more pressure there with how much Ben is making. But both of them have also just had the ones who hired them get contract extensions. So that makes for really good job security. Jed Hoyer with the Cubs, obviously. Ryan Poles getting that contract extension with the Bears. But I still say Craig is getting a team into the playoffs. So pressure, what he does with it, I don't know how much pressure is there because he's gotten in.
Now, plus, he's been really good in September, hasn't he? Don't they call it Craig Timber?
Well, you know, looking at Sean, that's Sean Sears, by the way, Judson Richards with you on 6-7 of the Score. I don't know about you, Sean. I've had to, speaking of calibrate, because the word of the week is Ben Johnson saying we're going to calibrate this offense around Caleb Williams. We finally get to see it in week one, albeit a week away. But I've had to recalibrate the way that I think of Craig Counsell because of simply what the Brewers have done the last 2 years. They won 90-plus games last year. How many players did they trade away or not re-sign?
I mean, at least like three or four key guys, right? Well,
Corbin Burns is gone.
Willie Adames plays for the Giants.
Devin right. Williams, a closer, right? Woodruff wasn't there last year. So you have to recognize organizationally what they do. I don't think Pat Murphy just immediately became the greatest manager in baseball. I think it has to do with the Brewers. So Murphy is being lifted up. Craig Counsell has been lifted up. And I think because of that, Counsell still has a lot to prove, right? Like, who is Craig Counsell without the Brewers organization? Well, now I may have been flipped on where I leave on the poll question. Again, it's right there. Who faces more pressure in September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? You can wait on the text line, 312-644-6767. And that poll is on my Twitter at Judson Richards. But coming up next, what sort of goals should the Cubs set for the final month of September? And some curious roster moves to discuss. That's next on Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hit left center field. First big league hit for Owen Casey. So they'll keep that baseball and some history for the kid from Canada.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Congratulations to Owen Casey. What do you get in return? You get a trip to Des Moines, Iowa. Hey, that's what you get. Although I know the Cubs still have big, big plans for Owen Casey. Again, Judson Richards back here with you on 6M of The Score. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Driving in this morning, I was like, oh, okay, so September 1st is going to be probably the most beautiful day of the year. I mean, maybe probably being a prisoner of the moment, but it's like 75. I'm still looking for a cloud in the sky. I don't see one. Hopefully you got some plans today, and it's not only a great day to see the Cubs win, it would be a beautiful day to sit out in Wrigley Field and enjoy that victory. Again, today the Cubs are back at home at Wrigley Field to take on the Braves. Pregame coverage begins at 2:30, first pitch at 3:05 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Yeah, so Owen Casey sent back down to the minors. We do get another look at one of their big prospects, although who knows how much he'll play. So Kevin Alcantara is back up with the Cubs, or I should say is up with the Cubs. Carlos Santana, old man Carlos, signed by the Cubs, and then Aaron Civale as well, signed by the Cubs. So a number of roster moves. Again, nothing groundbreaking. That was decided to not be done by Jed Hoyer back on July 31st, right? This is the team. Every other move from here on out is going to be towards the bottom of the roster and trying to make it as strong as you can from that end of it, versus the top end of the roster of what we're watching right now. By the way, before we talk about the goals for the rest of the season, this Rockies series, you would have loved to see the Cubs sweep, plain and simple. Just get it done against the worst team of baseball. They take 2 out of 3. Anybody else find themselves just thinking about Chris Bryant? Listen, when you say the name Chris Bryant in Chicago, there's so many different emotions that go along with it. First of all, for a lot of you, he may be your favorite baseball player of all time. A rookie of the year, an NL MVP, the guy who made the final out. I think one of the things that I remember the most, Sean Sears, you tell me, but that 2016 Game 7 World Series, I saw his foot slip. And for a flash, everything that I'd watched and known about the Cubs with my dad living and breathing with the Cubs his entire life, I thought, oh my God, it's all going to come crashing down.
I thought that was going into the stands.
You saw his foot slip 100%. The moment it happened.
He slides, yeah.
It throws a perfect throw, and the rest is history, right? And I just, it's so disappointing. Hopefully he's one of the Cubs where it's like, hey, if it's not here, I hope he goes and has a great rest of his career. He's played 11 games this year. I looked at that contract, he's making $26 million a year. It's like 170, something like 170. I wrote it down, but I mean, it's got to be up there with one of the worst contracts of all time. Not Anthony Rendon. It's right. You know, it may be closer to Chris Davis with the Baltimore Orioles, but you know, he played 42 games in 2022, made it all the way to 80 games in 2023, played just 37 last year. I wish Chris Bryant was out there playing great baseball somewhere. It's pretty disappointing. Back to the Cubs. Are they playing great baseball? No. Are they playing good baseball? Maybe.
Sometimes.
Yeah, right? Really, really good against the Angels. Swept by the Giants.
Yeah, confusing.
Yeah. Take 2 out of 3 from the Rockies. All right. It's here's what Now, Ian Happ is heating up a little bit. Bruce Lovano joins at 2 o'clock. We'll get a better idea of how this team is playing heading into September. Here's what Ian Happ had to say about this team potentially going on a run in September.
Yeah, I think we've put ourselves in a good position here. I think it's always, the West Coast road trip's always tough. You know, I think we would have liked to win a couple more games on this road trip coming out above 500. So it's, you know, that's tough. I think just the spot we're in, you know, we have a lead in the wild card, and I think, you know, we want to go after that division. It's just, you have to take it one day at a time. As cliche as it is, you know, we can't think about the end of September right now. Like, we got to go play this series at home and then go from there.
You know, the Cubs, by the way, Ian Happ says they put themselves in a good place. They have, like, they have a 99.6% chance of getting in the playoffs. They have nothing to apologize for. They really don't. And sometimes I still feel like the Brewers indirectly made the Cubs feel less. Like, they own division. They were the talk of baseball for a number of days. They had the best record in all of baseball. And then here come the Brewers. Like, the Brewers went, I think they won 47 of 60 games at one point. I mean, it was just disgusting. It was pretty spectacular for a team with a 20-plus payroll in all of baseball. But that, as of now, that shouldn't be the Cubs' problem. They should be focusing on themselves, and they should be focusing on really holding on to that four spot in division or in the wild card. There could be worse places to be. Again, a reminder, six teams get in the playoffs in each league. Teams 1 and 2, the first and second seed, have a bye. Okay, so then the third seed hosts the sixth seed. The fourth seed in the wildcard round hosts the fifth seed. But that is a three-game series, and there is no traveling. So you do not go anywhere. If you are the four seed, the Cubs would host three games at Wrigley Field, or the best of three, and whoever that would be. That should be their focus. But really, the goal for the Cubs is to tap into something close to what we saw in the first half of the season. They're not going to score 7 runs a game, which it felt like they were doing. You know what I want from the Cubs is, I want some first date vibes. Like, I want that feeling of, like, that first date excitement. Because remember this team, when they were at their best, they had an intensity about them, but they also were loose and they were having fun. And I feel like the Brewers somehow applied this pressure onto their shoulders, and it weighs on them at times. And you feel like there's a lot of trying going on versus what is a very good baseball team. A very good baseball team, unfortunately, without Justin Steele, who is playing just as a good team. And so that, you know, those first date vibes has that special energy to it. Now you feel like there's a lot of times they're at home watching Netflix in their sweatpants and wondering, why aren't we having as much fun as we did on that first date? Can they challenge that team? By the way, with the additions made, Carlos Santana, Aaron Civale, who knows, that could pay some dividends. Let's hear from Craig Counsell, manager of the Cubs, on what Aaron Civale, what they expect from him.
Yeah, I mean, we're really just, you know, that's a nod to just the innings puzzle and making sure we're covered for innings and having some length. Aaron will pitch out of the bullpen. And it's just length options for when we need it, and kind of insurance in case something would happen. Just to be covered with another guy who can start if we need him to.
Boy, those Craig Counsell sighs. Is it growing? That was a good one.
Speaking of... Yeah, I mean, we're really just, you know, that's...
speaking of first date vibes, don't do that. Just don't
do
that.
Yeah, I mean, we're really just... You know, that's
you have to, you know, he almost sounds like a yogi who's practicing his deep breathing in and out, right? It's like, breathe in, breathe out.
Gotta keep answering these Bruce Levine questions. Guy doesn't stop.
He does not. He absolutely does not. But you know, our matchup for the Cubs today, I love the 305 start. Spencer Strider, Colin Ray is our matchup today. But for the Cubs, They got to find some of that good mojo. They got to tap into what they felt and know that it's all still in front of them. Absolutely nothing to apologize for. They're heading towards a 90-plus win team. They are virtually in the playoffs. As of now, you have to hold on to that fourth seed. And oh, by the way, you got to get Seiya Suzuki going. I don't know. I don't know what they need to do in that dugout. I don't know what kind of first date he needs to go on, but he absolutely needs to get going. And our poll question for the show today, because you feel like Craig may be feeling a lot of the pressure, but we asked you our poll question today, who has more pressure on them in the month of September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? It's on Craig. Craig is wearing this poll question as of now. 68% of you say it's Craig Counsell. 31% of you say it's Ben Johnson. I find this surprising. I really do. I'm going to throw this a retweet out there at Judson Richards, because I feel like maybe another run through and it's going to flip to Ben. The quarterbacking play that we have seen in Chicago over the amount of decades that it has lasted, the man expected to change all of that with your number one overall pick, who led a 5-12 team last year, and it's Craig who has a team that's already going into the playoffs? Like, Craig Counsell has made the playoffs. Can you call that a success? No. I think they need to win a series. I think they need to win the wild card round. That I would call a successful season with how little that has happened since 2016. As for Ben, did you watch Caleb last year? The expectations? What it would cost an organization to miss out on their number one overall pick? That can follow you for years and years and years. Especially with what happened in the second pick. Weigh in on that at Judson Richards. But coming up next, can't wait to get into this. With the offseason that we just watched the Packers have, did the Bears still have the better offseason, even with the Packers landing Michael Parsons? And Seth Wickersham, he is out there talking about Caleb Williams again. That audio coming up next on 6-7 The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.